Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With the first pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher, tackle, Central Michigan.
That's how the NFL Draft began on Thursday, with the Kansas City Chiefs picking Central Michigan's Eric Fisher as the first pick in the first round. The NFL Draft, number 10 on this week's Countdown, with a focus on sports talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going to examine the items of interest on talk radio, mostly news talk, issue-oriented radio, but as is the case here, the NFL Draft has got some conversation going on. There's so much attention to sports radio, now sports talk radio, that we decided that we would have a place or two in the Countdown for that. So we're into the last week, the last full week of April, with our review of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com, which is the place the talk radio industry goes, and you can go as well, open to the public, as it were, for information on talk radio programs across the country. And this week, the NFL Draft is at number 10. Number 9 on the Countdown, the proposed internet sales tax. Here's host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talking to CNBC's Larry Kudlow about the so-called Marketplace Fairness Act.
There's this Marketplace Fairness Act. It's starting to move through Congress, and it's basically a way of taxing online purchases, and you've even got Republicans on board for it, and it's but conservatives not necessarily, because just the very notion of giving greater taxing power to the authorities is anathema to us. What about what the National Review is suggesting, and others as well? The sensible solution would be collecting and remitting sales taxes for the jurisdiction in which these online entrepreneurs are physically present.
Right. That's the key. That's my view. The issue here, by the way, is not just collecting sales taxes. It's interstate sales taxes. That's really an important distinction, because you have something like 9,600 separate jurisdictions across the country. And the reason I oppose this bill, among others, is that a smaller internet business cannot afford the paperwork and the legal work and the regulatory work to figure out all these 9,600 jurisdictions. They should not be the collector of the sales tax over the net. And it would be much better done by the states, not by the businesses. And that's the biggest flaw in this bill. Otherwise, you're going to put them out of business. And you know what? This is like the big guys like Amazon, okay? They're so big they can absorb these costs. But most of these internet businesses are not near as big, so they can't take it. You're just going to put them out of business. It's big business versus little business.
Jimmy Pethakoukas from American Enterprise Institute, also a card-carrying free marketeer, suggests there are two big benefits to this internet sales tax. One, ending the special tax advantage that online merchants have at the expense of brick-and-mortar stores. So again, kind of in some respects, a big business versus small business dichotomy. And then the second advantage is it broadens the state sales tax base, because the exemption of internet and out-of-state retailers from collecting state sales taxes substantially reduces state tax revenues.
Well, look, I'm all for broadening the sales tax base, but again, I think it should be done state by state. Look, I think the issue here is a big tax grab, okay? Let's call it what this is. This is a way for a lot of states and localities to get their paws on more tax revenues. And Arthur Laffer, supply-sider, my mentor, I said, yeah, this is a good idea as long as the states use those revenues to lower sales tax rates. That's the base broadening. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
They take the extra dough and they use that to cut their sales taxes. Yeah, it might do some good. Or even if they cut their sales taxes and at the same time lower the marginal tax rate for personal income. But that's not what they're going to do. They're not going to do that. They're going to use the money to spend it. Let's get serious, for heaven's sake. You think California and Illinois and New York and these big states are going to drop their sales taxes? Of course they're not. So I don't trust this one bit. And again, this would be the worst possible time, you know, in a soft economy to be raising taxes. No different than Obama's budget. I don't want to see any tax hikes. This is the wrong time to meddle with this.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hi folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here in the focus is number 8. The aftermath of the explosion of the fertilizer plant in Texas. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to workers' safety advocate Keith Wrightson about the news that the plant in town hadn't had an inspection in 30 years.
The West Texas fertilizer plant hadn't had a full inspection in 28 years. Why?
It's actually not uncommon for a facility like this to go that length of time without receiving a workplace inspection. In fact, it's not uncommon for any workplace in the United States to go a various length of time, sometimes over 100 years, or that would be the projection, without receiving a workplace safety inspection. And the reason for that is that the Occupational Safety and Health Administration does not have the resources needed to enforce the laws that are in place and provide inspections.
Now, when you say they don't have the resources, how many OSHA employees are there? Do you know?
I think there are 2,000 inspectors in the United States. I know for a fact that their budget last fiscal year was $568 million, so very, you know, tiny.
I think you're going to have a hard time convincing my audience that $568 million is a tiny little budget. That seems like a fair amount of money to me, and maybe we need more inspectors, but 2,000 inspectors does not explain how you could go 10 years without getting an OSHA inspection.
Well, it certainly does.
When you're in that business. I mean, it's one thing if OSHA doesn't show up at my radio station to find out if anybody's had a trip and fall in the last 5 or 10 years. It's another thing if you're not going to a fertilizer plant where you have copious amounts of ammonium nitrate.
Well, excuse me, Jimmy, but actually all workplaces have some level of hazardous situations occurring in them. And in fact, the agency does not have enough resources to enforce and do its mission. And it has been projected that it would take the agency 130 years to inspect each workplace in the United States once.
The item at number 7 is the Rison investigation. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo with former DEA agent David Katz talking about the odd turn of events this week in the investigation of the letters being sent to the Mississippi senator and to the president.
What happens inside the FBI? They find that they've got credible evidence to be able to arrest someone, and then on further investigation they find there isn't enough proof to go forward. Now, these charges can be reinstated in a later time, but there must be a lot of consternation inside the academy and the FBI in general.
What happens is this. When you're conducting an investigation,
mm-hmm.
your initial standard is reasonable doubt. You're talking about probable cause. When you get a search warrant, for example, you're required to prove that something is more likely than not so. For example, what they had is they had letters
mm-hmm.
that were tainted, and apparently someone had put a return address and a signature that matches the name of a well-known, I guess, serial crank letter
right.
writer.
Right.
So, you know, faced with that kind of evidence, you think, okay, probably this is the guy. That's all they need to show. So they get a search warrant, they conduct an investigation, and it turns out that, you know, remember, probably or more likely than not is a better way to look at it. That's 51%, 49%. That's all you need to prove.
Right.
You do an investigation, you find that, you know what, this probably isn't the guy. Now, when you talk about can they reinstate the charges, when they dismiss a case, it's just they dismiss it without prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
So if it turns out at a later date, hey, this is the guy, they can just refile the case. So it's standard operating procedure. I think that they just maybe jumped the gun a little bit, but, you know, and given that the same set of circumstances, I probably would have done the same thing.
Item at number 6 is what's going on in North Korea. Host Joe Galuski talking to political analyst Frank Vernucci about North Korea now saying they'll be willing to talk, but only under certain conditions.
Conditions? From them? Really?
That is a bit amazing, isn't it? One of the most frightening things has been the trip by Secretary of State John Kerry to China. And he has been offering, apparently, that the U.S. would cut back on its missile defenses and cut back on some of our forces in the Pacific in return for China's help in pulling back North Korea. So this means that the Chinese have played the United States like a master fiddlist. One of China's long-term goals has been to reduce American power in the Pacific, and it seems apparent now that they are using the threat of North Korea to do just that.
Who are they to dictate to us?
Well, you're absolutely right. But again, the foreign policy acumen of this administration hasn't been particularly sharp as of late. And the entire Korea crisis now has to be seen not just as a dispute between a crazy North Korean regime, but as a master puppeteer play with the strings being pulled by Beijing.
Now, if for some reason we honor their conditions, do you think North Korea will keep its end of the bargain if we honor these conditions or meet these conditions?
Absolutely not. I think any show of weakness on the part of the United States will simply encourage this Chinese-North Korean combination to push for further concessions and put themselves in a better position of strength even further down the line. It also does something particularly nasty for the future. It weakens the image of the United States in the eyes of our allies, South Korea, Japan, and the Philippines, and probably Australia as well. What that does is gives us even less of a bargaining power to prevent further acts of aggression coming in Asia.
Coming up, the Bush Library and the Sequester when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yo,
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's a new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back in here to the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with the number 5 item on the countdown this week, the dedication of the George W. Bush Library. Here's Brett Baer talking to President Bush at the opening of the library about Bush's thoughts on the state of the Republican Party and about his brother Jeb running for the presidency.
We're leaderless now. The Republican Party is leaderless. It's not the first time we've been leaderless, nor will it be the last time a political party is leaderless. In other words, we've been in the wilderness, and pretty soon our party will start coalescing around somebody to become our leader. I wish his name was Jeb. I have no idea if Jeb's going to run. But when that happens,
but you want him to.
Absolutely, I want him to. He'd be a great president. And but whether or not he chooses to run is not my choice. He's had the benefit of seeing his father and brother run for office, and he knows it's a very personal decision to make. But my point is, parties go in cycles, and but soon there will be a leader. And the fundamental question, both parties, and the fundamental question is, will they be able to unite the different elements of their parties behind a common mission and a philosophy that says, give me a chance to govern, and people's lives will get better.
Number 4 item of the countdown, the sequester in the FAA. Here's host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky. They talk about plans in Washington to halt the furloughs, which were caused by the sequester, supposedly, and have been causing huge delays at airports all over the country.
It looks like the White House is talking about a plan, though, to halt these FAA furloughs. So how would that then be rolled into the agreements with sequester?
Well, presumably, if you stuck strictly to the law, you'd have to find other revenues, or you'd have to make deeper cuts in other programs. And you know, going back to the basis of the sequester, this was a scenario that was conceived that, and it was so distasteful, and everybody knew it would be so horrible that it would force Republicans and Democrats to negotiate on budget reduction of $1.2 trillion. That was back in 2011. So nobody ever anticipated this would happen. Everybody knew it would have adverse consequences. These are the adverse consequences that we're seeing now, and we talked about them a lot leading up to the imposition of the sequester. Unfortunately, sort of, when March 1st, when the sequester actually went into effect, none of this went into effect immediately, so the American people said, oh, it's just another phony crisis like the debt ceiling or the fiscal cliff. But we're starting to see it now, and we'll continue to see it. It's going to have an impact on the economy because it's $85 billion that's coming out of the economy, and it's coming out in many ways that are affecting ordinary citizens and will affect our businesses as well. You know, we have 5,000 civilian employees at Fort Knox, all of whom are going to lose probably around 10% of their income over the next 7 or 8 months, and that's money that otherwise would be spent in the economy. So these are serious, real impacts. And I'd like to back up on one thing. We have made, and people don't realize this, incredible progress before the sequester in reducing the deficit. We were running just a few years ago a deficit that was 10% of our national economy. The first 3 months of this year, the deficit was down under 5% of GDP, 4.5. With the sequester, it actually ends up getting closer to 3. So we've made incredible progress. We've done deficit reduction of $2.5 trillion over the last 2 years. So, again, the situation, a lot of people say, oh, we're in a desperate situation. We still have a large debt we need to work on. But our deficit, which is, again, it'd be like everybody's annual budget, is actually becoming much more realistic and manageable than anyone thought was possible just a couple of years ago.
The sequester and the FAA, that's the fourth most talked about topic of the week here on our Talk Radio Countdown show. Let's recap, shall we? At number 10, the NFL draft. At number 9, the proposal to have a sales tax on things you buy on the Internet. Aftermath of the Texas fertilizer plant explosion is number 8. Number 7, the ricin investigation. Number 6, what's going on in North Korea this week. The Bush library dedication is number 5. The sequester and the FAA, number 4. So, that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1. And they will, if you hang around for a bit, be up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
so, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 26th of April. Up to number three on the countdown, all of these new gun control proposals from Bloomberg TV, Trish Regan, talking to analyst and former Obama advisor David Plouffe about General Electric announcing that they would start limiting financing to firearm retailers.
Let's talk about GE and its decision to limit financing to firearm companies. What retailers, I should say. What is your reaction to that?
Well, as you mentioned, GE is obviously headquartered just in the shadows of Newtown. And, my understanding is this is a pretty small percentage of their portfolio, obviously. But I think everyone in America, companies, finance companies, elected officials, governors, mayors, are reacting to what happened in Newtown and Aurora. I think a company like GE is obviously, the leadership's going to talk about something like that. They're going to listen to our shareholders. I thought the vote last week, you mentioned the vote, was disappointing just because I can't think of a single issue in the country, whether there's UFOs or not or what we should do about any economic issue, that gets 90% support. To lose that vote, as the president said last week, that's not the end of it. But I think there's been a lot of soul searching after Newtown. Companies like GE and others are deliberating what they're going to do. But, this is a tough issue, obviously. People have very strong feelings.
Yeah.
My sense is over time, things like background checks, that was such a common sense thing to do. I'd be surprised over time if it's ultimately not successful.
I guess one of the other questions that people have now is, in light of Boston, in light of that city being locked down, might it actually hinder this debate in some ways? If you're someone who believes that you should be able to have a gun for self-protection, you probably got more fuel for your argument as a result of Boston.
Well, we'll have to see. Obviously, we're all still, reflecting on what happened last week, and we're following, the legal proceedings closely. But, my sense is that there is, you've got a broad support amongst National Rifle Association members, amongst Republican voters, Democratic voters, independents, on this issue of background checks. Some of the other issues get a little more complicated. But listen, we live in an age of technology. So the notion that we couldn't, very quickly, in a way that doesn't overly burden people, check to make sure we're selling, guns, not to people with any kind of history that would suggest they might commit violent acts. It's just in the year 2013 is a common sense thing to do.
Well, it seems like it's become so political. You say it's a common sense thing to do, and I think most people wouldn't argue with that idea. I mean, you don't want to put firearms in the hands of crazy people. So why can't we get something like this through?
Well, I think, it's interesting. You saw a state like Colorado, which is no liberal bastion, passing a package similar to what the president proposed. You've seen, obviously, the state of Connecticut make similar progress. So you're seeing some progress at the state level. You know, I think here in Washington, again, I want to go back to 90% of the people support this. You're not going to find a single issue anywhere near that in American politics today. So if you go out on the streets of, you know, whether it's Manhattan, New York, or Manhattan, Kansas, Florida, Colorado, Montana, you're going to find support for something like background checks. But here in Washington, obviously, you've got a lot of people. The gun lobby is very powerful. And, you know, obviously, the mayor of New York has entered the fray here, I think, in a productive way, you know, to show people who are willing to support things like background check that they'll get support in their efforts. But it's tough. But I think here in Washington, you know, listen, there's so many issues, whether it's how we balance the deficit in the right way, this issue where Washington seems to be a little bit disconnected from the country right now.
Talk host Don Russell here with Davidson College political science professor Dr. Susan Roberts about what surprised her regarding last week's failed Senate vote on that new gun legislation.
Did the outcome of the gun vote surprise you?
It did, and in some respects, and that was the 90% of the Republicans voted against it, 90% of the Democrats voted for it, and 90% of the public, and that's a general national survey, were in favor. I think I was surprised at some of the fallout in terms of what people were saying about it, particularly Rand Paul, that said that the people from Newtown, the parents, the spouses that went to lobby on Capitol Hill were props. And I really reject the notion that average citizens shouldn't be able to lobby. We don't want just money and campaign contributions to be the gold coin of lobbying.
I agree. I mean, it does say government for the people, by the people.
And I think, too, what was interesting this week, we were talking about lobbying in my parties and interest groups class, you know, that members of Congress can accept food from lobbyists as long as it is related to what they call the toothpick rule. If it's food on a toothpick, then they can accept it. I myself was even surprised. I looked at that article and I said, I'm not believing this. Could you put a steak on a toothpick? And somebody, one of my students said, yes.
Sure, they cut it up for you like you do for a four-year-old.
But then, you know, again, I think the vote really was a bipartisan agreement, if you look at Toomey and Manchin. And I think that is, while that was hailed as all this bipartisanship that was going around, I think that is Washington now business as usual, and the power of the NRA.
That's what I was going to say. You know, Senator Manchin said that if it wasn't for the NRA, they would have had 70 votes.
Well, and, you know, people didn't want to be singled out. I tell my students that an NRA contribution to a member is not a bribe, but it's a reward. And it's also, now to think about it, the NRA can be a threat to someone's campaign. It'll be money spent against you.
That leads us to number two, immigration reform. And that's up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
And now, the lens of liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Political correctness went too far, as reported in New York, where some city schools had decided to stop using certain words on tests, including dinosaurs, birthdays, Halloween, and others. The idea was to avoid offending anyone at all. Birthdays are not celebrated in various religions. Halloween is considered a pagan holiday by some, and dinosaurs imply evolution to others. But officials who propose eliminating important concepts from education should first look through the lens of liberty. Then they would understand that people must be free to make up their own minds about controversial issues. We should all be free to learn about and debate such topics. That's our right as free American citizens. Refusing to mention dinosaurs doesn't make those huge bones disappear.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Back around to the number two item on the countdown this week, immigration reform. Here's host Peter Bolger with Charity McCurdy talking to correspondent Rich Johnson about Republican division over the latest proposal on immigration reform.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on that so-called bipartisan immigration bill. Things don't appear to be going real smoothly. Obviously, distrust of the secretary, but it seems that there is division amongst the GOP.
Despite the bipartisan nature of the immigration reform bill, there are still some who consider anything like this amnesty, even a 10-year wait and a huge fine and many other hurdles in back of the line, they consider amnesty. And they made their feelings known. Top Judiciary Committee Republican Chuck Grassley also raised concerns a couple of times about, in light of the Boston attacks, maybe the whole process, considering the bill, ought to be slowed down.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, is how much of reaction to what has happened in the last week, how that's going to play into this, and whether this is going to make it more and more difficult for the immigration bill to be passed, and then if gun control doesn't go through. What does this mean to President Obama?
Darn good question, for which I don't have a ton of answer. The gun bill is certainly not looking good for him and any of the sponsors. The immigration bill I don't think will be as huge a deal. Yes, he's an advocate, but he's staying away from the process right now, thanks to the coalition that came together to write this thing with the idea of making it still acceptable to Democrats, but also palatable to conservative Republicans in the House, that they might pass this once it gets through the Senate. But still no guarantee it's going to get through the Senate with all the amendments still to come.
Rich, how much does the FBI bear responsibility in the Boston bombing case, considering they didn't appear to properly follow up with Russian authorities about suspicions of the older brother?
That is still a work in progress. And there's some disagreement still about who knew what. At the hearing yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano told the Judiciary Committee that her agency knew about Tamerlan Tsarnaev's journey to Russia, but Lindsey Graham said the FBI told him they had no knowledge of him leaving or coming back, perhaps blamed on a misspelling of Tsarnaev's name, either in a mistake by somebody entering the manifest at Aeroflot, the Russian airline on which he flew, or perhaps a deliberate move by Tamerlan Tsarnaev himself.
Here's talk host Chris DeGaul talking about a surprising new poll that paints a picture of how most Americans feel about immigration reform. It's much different than the one that Washington is trying to force on us.
This, I must say, I was blown away by this, because we're told all the time, you know, that the American people, 90% of the American people want gun legislation, 112% of American people want everybody that's here illegally to be legal. Always told that. right? Conventional wisdom is the public is overwhelmingly always on the side of whatever Democrats want to do. Well, it's interesting. Not only on the issue of illegals becoming legal, how about people legally trying to enter the country? When asked the question, should we cut the number of legal immigrants allowed into the United States? Legal now. Just released brand new poll. 55% of voters. Voters. Not just American citizens. 55% of people that go and vote. Think fewer legal immigrants should be accepted into the United States. That's up from 43% in 2010.
You said 43?
43% wow. In 2010. As of this recent poll, just taken, 55% of voters think fewer legal immigrants should be accepted into the United States. Why do you suppose that is? What has changed? How could it be? This is just taken, this poll. What's changed? Majorities of Republicans, 67%. Independents, oh, the all-important independent, 53% of them. And even this, buckle up. A plurality of Democrats, 47% of Democrat voters, according to a new Fox News poll, want to decrease legal immigration. Whoa. Legal. Never mind the 11 million that are here in our midst illegal that Congress now, the Gang of Eight, wants to make legal. A plurality of Democrats, a majority of independents and Republicans all say, we're done letting people in legally now. Scale it back. Cut it off. There is a historical precedent for this in the United States, by the way. It's not like this is newfound bigotry or whatever by the American public. What's happening? What's going on? The American public was reminded, oh yeah, there are radicals in our midst, some we've even legalized, that want to kill us. Maybe we ought to analyze our system of allowing people into this country. Why are they here? What are their intentions? Again, what is their belief system? It shouldn't be enough for a path to citizenship to prove someone isn't a criminal. We ought to know what kind of views they hold. Who are these people? What motivates them and moves them? Ann Coulter said it best, we don't need more hot dog cart vendors. We're not talking about Danish surgeons who want to move into the United States here. Does the quality of immigrant matter at all? The intention of the immigrant, the motivation of the immigrant, does it matter at all? Or are you not supposed to say that because that sounds bigoted? You know, everybody wants to romanticize this, like this is far and away or something. The old Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Everybody, I'm here from Ireland and I want to claim me a piece of land. Oh, stop it. That's not what this is today and you know it. I'm telling you, the American people have lost interest in all these politicians in Washington, D.C. telling us that guns and legalizing aliens in this country are our priorities when we've just had Americans slaughtered on our homeland.
Talk host Rob Schilling now with Bob Dane from the Federation for American Immigration Reform about Dane's problems with the Gang of Eight's proposal.
This whole welfare access and Obamacare access, I mean, they're already talking about all of these costs for Obamacare skyrocketing. And what's going to happen when we just dump 11 more million people on this thing? I mean, it's almost unfathomable.
Yeah, Senator Sessions has asked the Congressional Budget Office to score this because the question is extremely important. What is it going to cost the American taxpayer when you legalize 12 million illegal aliens who are overwhelmingly heavily government dependent?
Mm-hmm.
Right now the government does not do a very good job of weeding out people who are ineligible. How the devil are they going to do a better job of weeding out 12 million people who may or may not be eligible? The broader arc of this is, as I've had a couple of days to look at the bill, it's the one question that just keeps me awake at night is border security should have already been done, so why do we need a new bill to do it? What the devil has Janet Napolitano been doing for the past 5 years? The Secure Fence Act of 2006 said the fence should already be in place. In 1997, we had legislation that said we have to have electronic employment verification, and that's mm-hmm. been up and running smoothly, although voluntarily. And a biometric entry and exit system checking visas as people go in and out of the country has been on the books since 1996. So the Gang of Eight is really, if you think about it, they're ignoring all of the current laws, rewriting every one of them, weakening each of them and then promising all of us they're going to be enforced by an administration that, what, has been doing nothing but ignoring all of the current laws. It defies common sense, and frankly, I think it's an insult to our intelligence.
That just leaves number one, the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing, in the focus next. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm here to give you a personal invitation to my presentation, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. And I'm going to show you things that's going to save your life. I'm going to show you things that will help you avoid going to doctors for 60 years. Won't that make the medical system humble? 7 p.m., Monday night, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. It's free. Tell them Dr. Wallach sent you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number one on the countdown, the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing. Here's host Mo Kelly talking about Glenn Beck's conspiracy theory. Beck thinks he's got the story about what really happened in Boston, and that's what Kelly is focused on here.
Glenn Beck, for the past week or so, has been railing against the Obama administration, suggesting that there is some Star Chamber conspiracy going on with respect to the Boston bombings, trying to tell you, trying to tell me, that he has the evidence and the inside scoop on a Saudi national who has had a role in the Boston bombings, but the government doesn't want you or me to know. The Saudi national was on the watch list, and Glenn Beck got that information. But what he didn't tell you was the Saudi national was only on the watch list and the no-fly list because when you are interrogated by the government, as this Saudi national was, for reasons connected to terrorism, automatically you go on the no-fly list. And if they're questioning anyone in relation to the Boston bombing, I can assure you that person automatically goes on the no-fly and the terrorism watch list. Glenn Beck seemed to be of the opinion that he had something that no one else had, but didn't quite understand how the system worked. But so he ran out there half-cocked and said that there's some conspiracy at the highest level. Even though this man has nothing to do with the Boston bombings, even though this person is not a terrorist, I say, the only reason that the conspiracy theory has any legs is because there is a willingness to believe that people of Middle Eastern descent are likely to be terrorists. Saudi national, who was around when a Boston bomb went off? Oh, 1 + 1 = 2. Here's the problem. It doesn't work that way. People still want you to believe that there is some sort of Middle Eastern connection to all of this, even though the facts are very clear. Even though you have someone from the Caucasus Mountains still want to believe that this was perpetrated by some Middle Easterner.
Talk host Vic McCarthy now with legal analyst Robert Wims about what officials in Boston told the news media and what they didn't tell the news media so they could track down these two suspects within a few days of the attack.
How surprised were you, or what did you think of how quickly they wrapped things up with finding these guys in Boston?
I guess I wasn't surprised because I know the resources they have, and then they did this crowdsourcing where everybody could be a
student. Yeah.
I mean, my wife was even attempting this. But I think it's wonderful in that sense. I'm not surprised. Here's the thing, though. You only know a little bit of what they want you to know they knew, if I could be so
right.
vague.
Yes.
That's the tip of the iceberg. They have
right.
so much more. They have so much more information. They have so much more intel. My friends have told me some things, guys that are in the know. They knew where these guys were. They knew what was going on. They knew dorm rooms. They have so much of this thing mapped out, you know, not instantly, but very soon.
Right.
And they had to because they screwed up in what they did a couple years before when, you know, in 2009 and stuff, when they should have hooked this guy up. And there's a discussion I've had, the older brother, of course, going crazy and Mr. Radical Islam and stuff. But, you know, mom gets busted for felony theft and brother gets busted for domestic violence and they go to Russia for 6 months and there's radicalization. It's easy to see. And yet they gave citizenship to the younger bomber on 9/11 last year. And it's one of those, wait a minute, at what point do we realize how incredibly foolish our immigration policy is and how incredibly foolish it is that a guy from that kind of family, we don't want him. I mean, how many people, go ask the city of Boston how that worked out for them.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about this whole battle over Mirandizing differently, I guess. Now, they've Mirandized him, as I understand it. They've read him his rights. But they talked about for a while they weren't going to give him his right, read him his rights, because they wanted to get some intel out of him. My thought initially was, hey, ever since the day of 1 Adam 12, I know my rights. So what does it matter if they read him his rights or not? If he's and he sounds like he's a smart kid. I mean, doesn't anybody just not talk? I mean, what does it matter if they read him his rights or not?
Well, Miranda has the effect of closing people's mouths. And for those that aren't always from Miranda, those rights you've heard, as you mentioned, on 1,000 police stories, you have the right to remain silent, you have the right to counsel, anything you say can and will be used against you. Those are your basic Miranda rights. You'd be surprised. It can, you know, people will talk, and suspects will talk. But when they read those Miranda rights, there's a certain percentage of them that will close up their mouths.
Aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing, the most talked about item this week in the talk radio world. Recapping now our top 10. At number 10, the NFL draft. At number 9, the proposal for an internet sales tax. At number 8, the aftermath of the explosion at the fertilizer plant in Texas. Number 7, the ricin investigation in Washington. North Korea's comings and goings is number 6. Number 5, the dedication of the Bush Library. Number 4, the sequester in the FAA. And airline delays, gun control proposals number 3, number 2 immigration reform legislation, and the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing, number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.